To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
If you're under 16, you're no longer allowed to have a social media account. You'll know better than anyone what it's like growing up with algorithms, endless speeds, and the pressure that can come with that.
So this is Australia, where they are the first nation on the planet to ban social media for children under the age of 16. Now, there's a part of me that loves this, especially as the father of a 10-and-a-half-year-old, almost 11, and I'm very, very concerned about social media. The one thing that I worry about is this is Australia, and I'm just telling you, the experience that I had, and we shared a lot of this with you a few years ago, during the pandemic, Australia and New Zealand were horrifying places to be. I mean, they basically set up prison camps. And I just got a message from a friend of mine who has family over there and said, my niece's husband went back to Australia during the summertime with the two kids for a month and a half. He's a lifelong resident citizen of Australia. He came back and said he'll never blanking move there again because they're taking away rights from everyone, arresting people for random things on social media. And that is horrible. So I'd like to kind of believe in this as something that might work. But I also have to, in the framing of this topic, remind people that Australia is not exactly the model of where we should be when it comes to freedom and rights on the planet right now. Neither is New Zealand, and quite honestly, neither is the UK, which I'm a little shocked about. George Rosenthal with ThrottleNet back with us to talk about this afternoon. Sorry, George, I had to do a little ramp up there to offer my opinions about the horrifying things I saw in Australia. Because I'm telling you, man, during the pandemic, it was jarring what they were doing to people over there. It really was.
It really is shocking. Yeah, I'm surprised about the UK as well. It's a real bummer. I really can't believe that's happening there.
Now, on this front, you know, again, it sounds like it's a more responsible thing to do. I don't think kids under 16 should be on Instagram and Facebook and some of these places. And technically, they're supposed to not be, I guess. But how does Australia enforce this with age verification? Do you know that?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is all going to come from the app stores. They're going to lock down the phones to where the phones won't even download the application. They're going to force IDs. They're going to, you know, basically you're going to have to end up taking a picture of yourself at 16 years old, plus show some sort of form of government ID to prove that you can do that. Now, you know, with everything, when anything's banned, there's always ways to find a way to do it.
Yeah, I mean, right.
Now, I mean, you know, I had a friend of mine say today, you know, look, the alcohol has been banned, but kids find a way. But I'm like, look, they may, but they're not going to find it in mass as they are in social media. I mean, I agree with you. The rights are rights, but we need to, the one thing that's good about this is it gives the parents this ammunition to say, look, it's illegal. I can't get you on. I can't even download the app as a parent. You know, I can't even get it on for your phone. But
I agree with you on that because, you know, we are weak as parents. And I'm going to raise my hand and say sometimes I've had weak moments. So I understand that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's easy to say yes to your little girl when she's staring at you in the face, but when you can easily say no, it's illegal. But I mean, things that are happening are just so bad. If you look at the way we grew up, 70s, 80s, and 90s, I mean, now you're looking at things like bullying and suicide and, I mean, humiliating posts and mental illness that's coming from social media. I mean, these are posts that are that kids are making now will be searched by artificial intelligence and used against them later on down the road. I mean, you're talking about some addictive algorithms that change the actual chemistry of the brain when they're that young. Your brain is just forming, and 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds, they get addicted to this scrolling. And, you know, the most dangerous thing, I literally had this conversation with my children 10 minutes ago, and it was, don't post anything that you don't want AI to copy your face, copy your voice, and then one day you don't make friends with somebody or you break up with a boyfriend or girlfriend, and then they use an AI tool against you to humiliate you for the rest of your life. It's terrible.
So, you know, Jonathan Haidt wrote a book about this a couple years ago called The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness. And I read quite a bit of it, and you know, it concerns me as a parent. Now, I went through some of this when my kids were younger, my boys who are now 25 and 28. Social media was kind of kicking off, and I even think we put one of my kids on Facebook just so he could have an account before he was too old, just because of pictures and stuff like that. I think that was probably an irresponsible thing to do, but he never really got on there and wasn't using Facebook, you know, on his phone. But you know, now you have a situation where, let's face it, there are, you know, my daughter's almost 11. She's not on social media, but she's probably not too far away from wanting to be on social media. We as parents have to stay strong. Do you think, let me play a soundbite here from American politicians, because I'm curious to see if you think this might be something that can be fashioned here in this country.
I think protecting children is an avenue that should be pursued. I won't rule out some sort of limitation in sales or distribution or use of those devices. And I just tell you, parents and grandparents need a helping hand. This is getting out of hand.
I think we ought to look at what Australia is doing, for example, and requiring access to these social media platforms to not be available to anybody under the age of 16.
Yeah, the first voice there was Dick Durbin. I think that was John Cornyn. You know, both sides bipartisan. They want to take a look at this. So at the very least, I think Congress is going to have a discussion about this, which at the very least, that's warranted.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Yeah, I mean, there's devices you can get for your children that allow you them to call three or four numbers, and that's it. You know, if your kid is in an emergency and needs to contact you, there are devices out there that just have those four or five emergency numbers, and that's all they can do. They can't download apps on their own. And yes, there are parental controls, but how many parents are going into their kids' phones and setting up parental controls and then monitoring on the regular basis? And you know, These aren't adults. You know, these are children. They're under 16 years old. This isn't like you're impeding an 18-year-old who is an adult in this country to be able to do what they want to do. You're empowering parents, though, by forcing certain devices to be sold to children. And this is only going to get worse. I mean, you know, I'm all about free rights and everything, but as a parent, my kids don't have the same rights as they do when they're 18. They're my children.
Yeah, that's right.
It's my job to protect them. And this is going to get dangerous stuff. I mean, the stuff that's happening right now, I don't know if you saw, Meta is now sicking their AI on DMs. These are direct messages on Instagram. These are private conversations that you have on Instagram that their Meta AI is now going to read to feed an improved algorithm of content to the user.
Well, so, that's outrageous, but we probably sign on and agree to that when we agree to these terms and conditions that we never read, right?
Yes, correct. I mean, you're talking about the Minority Report, the movie here, where they're looking at your messages, and then it's no longer just an algorithm. AI now has thousands of algorithms pointed at every individual person, and it's looking at not only your content you're scrolling through, but now your messaging. It's really getting out of hand, and it keeps going and keeps going. And, you know, every month we talk about a different thing that they keep doing, and the scope creep is out of control. And if you don't guard your children, no one else is going to. And you can't rely on the government to come along and come up with a rule like this. And I cannot emphasize enough how much I see this in the tech world as to how dangerous artificial intelligence is going to be with your children's information, pictures, and voice out there on the internet. It is unbelievable. Stop putting your children's voice and pictures on the internet. Send them to your family in a private account. Set up a OneDrive or a Dropbox account and share pictures that way. I mean, if they ever break up with somebody in high school and college, which of course they will, and somebody wants to do something bad, they can use Aura right now, the AI tool, and create any video or false picture with their voice in it that they want.
I mean, some of this just makes my jaw drop. And, you know, I've stated before, I think Facebook is a very toxic place. Everyone wants to be a talk show host on there, unfortunately, and post about politics. All I want to do is share pictures of my family and my bunny, George, and my dogs and my cats. But what I'm hearing you say is, like, even with my daughter, probably don't do that, right?
Well, you can, but take the time to go into the security settings and lock it down. Make sure that only certain friends or family can see the content you're posting that's private. I mean, of course, the bunny's awesome. I would love to have, you know, you make an AI video of Oreo.
Yeah.
I mean, my goodness. But your children, lock that down so that only close family and friends can see the pictures on Facebook. And you can do all of this through the extensive settings in the Security Act. You know, click on the little sprocket icon and go look at the settings and take your, you know, good hour and set it up. But you got to do it.
Yeah.
It's important to do it because the future of your kids, look, they may go for a job one day and they have done something stupid in college and then it's going to come up to haunt them. It's not a joke anymore because AI will find it. People that are hiring right now are using artificial intelligence to do background checks. And it will search everything that's out there with that person by facial recognition, by the way, not just name, by facial recognition. And will look up every picture, voice, video that's out there. And then that employer, potential employer, will see it. So if you're in college right now, God help you what you put on the internet. You really better watch it because as soon as you graduate, it's going to make a big difference on what happens when somebody goes to do a background check on you.
Half the time I have you on this radio show, I'm like blown away. I'm inspired. I'm like, wow, look at all these things we could do. And then the other half the time, you scare the hell out of me, George. I'm just telling you.
Well, I don't mean to, but I just know that with an 11 and 13-year-old, I am, you know, the dad antenna is up at all times, man. It is up at all times.
And it should be. This is good advice.
It's not a game anymore. It's not the early 2000s.
All right. I appreciate you weighing in on this because it's important. You're not kidding about that. We'll see if we can have a discussion. I think I have Congresswoman Wagner on tomorrow. We'll start asking these lawmakers if they think that this is something that might happen here in this country. By the way, whatever happened with TikTok? I mean, we never banned TikTok, right? Did we ever figure that out?
We didn't. He keeps pushing it out. There are multiple billionaires that are going to buy it, and it's going to be saved. It will be purchased from China and will be moved over here. China will own, I believe it's 15%. So they will own 15% of the company. The rest is going to be owned by several billionaires or a larger group. I believe it's a large equity group that's going to buy it. So the data will be housed in the United States. It will be managed by the United States. But again, so is Facebook, so is Twitter's, I mean, X, so is everything else, and the content's still out there. But at least it's not being tracked by the communist government of China.
George Rosenthal, ThrottleNet. Check out ThrottleNet.com. You're awesome, dude. Have a great Christmas. Thank you.
Thanks. You as well. Merry
we'll
Christmas.
See you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.